Hey, welcome to Freestyle and Audio Diarrhea. It's been that kind of week. I apologize, I did not get you a show Sunday night or Monday night, because it's just been real hectic around here. Sunday, Don and I boxed up the last of the last. We went to church and said goodbye to a lot of our friends. I'm doing one last podcast from what used to be the podcast studio, the Binary Studio North. And there's not much left here. There's a couple of desks missing their glass tops, a chair, and a piano stool, and a crumpled up piece of packing tape on the floor. Other than that, it is bare naked in here. So I'm sitting in more memories. More memories. I think Saturday night's show was pretty raw. And the thing that's getting me through this is just knowing Donna is there. She has been my rock. She has been outstanding in helping with all of this. And I am more than tickled to be doing this together with her and making this move and making this transition in our lives. It's not my life, it's our lives. So it's a good thing. And failing all that, of course, there's always Jesus that's getting me through this too. Don't ever underestimate the power of faith. So there's, not necessarily in that order, of course. But the movers came yesterday and boxed up a whole bunch of stuff at the house. Stereo speakers and stereo components and glass tops for the desks that are in this office. All the dishes, we wanted them to do the breakables. That way if anything breaks, it's their fault. But all the stuff that we packed, they call it PBO, packed by owner. All the stuff that we packed is it's still insured, but you know we're sort of, they know what we packed and they know what they packed. So I think that makes a difference if we ever have to file a claim. Anyway, yesterday was pack up stuff at the house, but it's still all here. We have boxes around and we have some furniture around, and that's it. About the only functional piece of furniture is a recliner in the sunroom and our bed. And I feel like I'm kind of on vacation, but not, because I'm living out of a suitcase in my own house because everything else is packed up. We run into these awkward and weird situations. What do you want for dinner or lunch? Let's make pizza. Great. Do we have a pizza cutter? Fortunately, Donna remembered we have pizzas. We're going to need a pizza cutter. So did not pack the pizza cutter. Then we said, what do you want to drink? Do we have a cup? it's crazy stuff. We were using the last of the plastic knives and forks that we accumulated from somewhere at some time. Some are white, some are black, some are silverish, some are orange, which means they must have been like Halloween or high school graduation party stuff. I think the movers are about to show up to grab the last of the stuff from the house. The storage place is empty. We completely emptied that in about an hour and a half yesterday, which was fun because the truck had to back up to a shipping dock, which was practically on the other end of this warehouse building. It's an indoor storage place. I don't know if I mentioned that over the summer, but... I did, because they were playing crazy country music, and it was creepy and zombies and all that. So if you're listening to the Dog Days of Podcasting, you know all that. Go back and listen to that one. I think it was called, like, Creepy Warehouse or something. They'll be here, pick up the last of this. I don't expect this to take too long, and we will be on the road fairly early. I've got the portable refrigerator / cooler chilling. You're supposed to give that 3 hours to cool before you actually put anything in it. Otherwise, your stuff will warm up, and it's having a hard time cooling it down and the food and whatever else. So we've got one of those. We picked that up a few weeks ago. And we need to drug the cats, which will be entertainment all in itself. So we'll see how that goes. The van is loaded up. We have our TVs. We have our fire safe. We have everything else in there that we're going to need for this trip out. And then one of the last things I will grab will be the Wi-Fi router. Time Warner will be canceling my service tomorrow morning, and Cox will be spinning up my service. They'll be taking the trap off the line. This I could get into a long story about how Cox has confused me just from signing up as a new customer. I have questions about their level of service because they keep contacting me saying via email or automated message that says, we cannot process your request until you contact us. And I believe, after talking with some friends last night, I believe it's because I didn't buy the upsell package. So I sign up online, I didn't get the top-of-the-line package with all the bells and whistles that get them the most money, filled in every required field, sign up everything, gave my credit card and got a confirmation number. And then I get an email a couple hours later. It says, please contact us so we can process your order. Well, of course, you got to call them, and they try to sell you up to the next package. We don't want cable TV. We don't want internet TV. We don't want any TV right now. I'm going to catch up on Netflix and Babylon 5 and whatever else I can catch up on, and then make another decision at the beginning of the year. Well, I also found out yesterday, after I got done with that, I get an automated message, a phone call. Like, 5 minutes after I hung up with one guy, I get this, please contact us at your earliest convenience so we can process your transaction. So they can remove the trap on Thursday night and get the cable service. And it's just crazy. So I had to call him back again. And this guy says, oh, by the way, you have a 300 meg cap a month on your internet. Well, I didn't know that. Is that enough? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I can check online. We'll go forward. But he wanted me to upsell to the 400 meg, which requires a $60 installation fee mandatory rather than $30. I do it myself on that 300 meg. So it just, he tried to upsell me again. So I'm starting to think that if you don't buy the top of the line and give them the most money, they'll just keep putting in this phony, please contact us so they can try and upsell you one more time, which I think kind of stinks. And it's not giving me a good first impression as a customer. So I'm not buying TV. I'm not buying a landline. I'm just buying 100 megabits of download and like 15 up, which should be great for working from home, doing my WebEx thing, doing the Google Plus Hangouts, doing the podcast. We should be fine. So, Cox, you really got me wondering. And the customer service, the interaction between the people was fine. It was just the weird way that I got contacted. Anyway, I'm going to keep this one short. Like I said, the movers are going to be here, and I still need to eat breakfast. And then we got to dope up the cats. And we are out of here. This is moving day. We will get to Iowa in our hotel room tonight, this afternoon. Depends when we leave. Who knows? I'll tell you all about that story as it goes. Watch for updates on Facebook as well. You can find pictures and whatnot there. Last night was the last night of karate. I had to really mention I'm living out of a suitcase at this point, and the karate stuff was the last thing to go in there. Now, I'm not wearing the full gi. We do allow shorts. I do have my karate shoes. All that was in a separate backpack with my belt. And I had to keep that separate so it didn't get packed up. Afterwards, we went to the Mexican restaurant across the street, El Azteca. About seven or eight of us, including the master instructor's wife, one of the other chief instructors, and a bunch of friends that I've got from the school. And we had a little bit of food and some margaritas and some good laughs. So that was a good note to end on. Lots of hugs. No round kicks to the head or anything, if you were wondering. So, I'm going to cut it there. I will talk to you maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. Don't know yet. I got to find some Wi-Fi. Actually, I can upload most of this. Yeah, I got my new Wi-Fi. I'll try that out. All right, talk to you later. Let me do the music thing. Chuck at chuckchat.com. Send me a message if you like. 101.